everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Magic of the Season podcast. I'll be your host, Ashley, and you'll have to bear with me because this is the very first time I'm recording anything or editing anything. I think it's quite fitting that I decided to record finally on this beautiful Sunday afternoon because it's snowing for the, I guess, third day kind of in a row for the GTA. But it's a welcoming sight because it's kind of a nice background to get into the festive spirit while I chat about what Christmases were like for me growing up and what I thought was an average Canadian household. So grab your hot cocoa, get cozy, because it's story time. Being a 90s kid, I grew up in what I would say is one of the best eras when it came to the holiday season. Christmas was full of toys, new technology, and people just seemed to have more time to give. I remember Christmas Eve one year my dad found out that we could track Santa online, and we could see where he was going and what state or what province he was in that minute. And realistically, NORAD was the reason I fell asleep when I was a kid, because I had two mischievous brothers who always made me think that we would be skipped this year. And I don't know about you, but we always had a tape cassette playing in our living room stereo that had all the classic jingles on it. Little Drummer Boy, Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, The 12 Days of Christmas, and etc. And now those tracks are what I turn to feel like home around the holidays. And when those specific versions play on the radio, I can't help but think of those simpler days when my dad and I would wrap in the kitchen and drink a hot tea because my father wasn't a drinker. So we always enjoyed an over-creamed and over-sweet orange pekoe. Days with him now are a little different, and I wish so much I could just grab and hold on to those memories and live in them little bits every single day. So a little background on me. I have two older brothers and one older sister who, growing up, had a family of her own when we were just tiny. You see, even since a very young age, I've been an optimist. I loved seeing people happy. I loved love. And I would say that that is the reason why Christmas always resonated with me, as I'm sure it does with many people. Now let's take a jump back to what Christmas Day was like. As the youngest, it was my duty to always wake everyone up. And of course, the only other person who was up, or the only other person who was happy to see me awake at that hour of the morning, was my grandfather. I would walk down those tiny stairs in our bungalow to see a glowing Christmas tree that looked like a blanket of wrapping paper surrounded it. And of course, it was absolutely magical. I knew there was no way anyone could hide that many presents in our small, small house. So I knew it must be Saint Nick. The stockings were slumped beside the fireplace because they were stuffed full with the coolest knickknacks and things I truly thought you could only get from the North Pole. I used to think that the wrapping paper would have reminiscences of the elves and Santa Claus and the North Pole. And as my brothers were pulling and tearing the wrapping paper off, my grandpa would be sitting in the corner, grabbing every little piece and throwing it into his little garbage bag. And I would be sitting in the corner on my little chair, savoring every bit of it. The smell, the look, and the feels. And after a long morning of unwrapping gifts and having Christmas breakfast, we would all hike into a big van, head up to our uncle's and aunt's house, where there were four cousins waiting for us impatiently to arrive. And would my brother bring his N64 and I bring my spinning fairy, even though our parents told us not to? Of course we did. Being up there as a kid felt so full, and everyone was around. We got to have a few hours of each other's undivided attentions. It was so rare. My dad, who was a first responder, didn't always make it. But when he did, you could always find him passed out on the couch after dinner. I always wanted him to be there, even if it meant he was sleeping on the couch and wouldn't make it to dessert. After we made pigs of ourselves with Christmas dinner, I would often slip away from the manhunt games and the video games downstairs so that I can sit in the room where my aunt, my mom, and my sister would have tea around their Christmas tree and chat about the latest gossip. I would stare outside to see if I can see Santa one last time. I always loved that Newmarket was snowier than Toronto was because at least we got some snow around Christmas. But it was one of my favorite things to do was to look out on the new fallen snow and just see if I can get a glimpse. But as the evening set in and all of us were completely tired, we would finally make our way back home to Scarborough. And as much as I loved going up there, I equally loved coming home. Because when I got home, I felt like there was still some magic left in that day. I would take all my stocking stuff, I would take all my gifts, and I would bring them upstairs. I would go through them meticulously, I would try all my things on, I would play with all my toys, and I would watch a Christmas movie. I didn't get a TV in my room until I was about 10 or 11, but ever since I had that TV, I watched whatever I could on TV. And most of the time, especially in the 90s, there was always a pretty cool Christmas special going on. Nowadays, it's a little bit harder to find a Christmas special, I find, even on Christmas Day. But thank God for Netflix and thank God for Prime Video and such. When Boxing Day came around, I always felt so disappointed because I felt like everyone just stopped and went back to normal. And I always felt like there was so much more to celebrate after. And you would go out to the stores and people would be back to their normal selves, pushing and shoving and fighting people at the cashier and treating people like crap because, you know, that's human nature. I mean, if you look at it, it's a pretty heavy emotion for a young kid to be experiencing. And now that I'm an adult, I realize that. But when I was young, I did not. And I'm sure my parents had no idea that they just thought I loved Christmas so much. But what I think was one of the most important things I ever kind of explored was just making Christmas my own. I would decorate my own room. I would make it how I wanted it to be. I would listen to Christmas music whenever I felt like I needed to. I would watch Christmas movies. And I feel like it kind of released a little bit of that Christmas magic all throughout the year for me. And as an adult, I still do this. And I'm sure listening to your podcast, I know that there's a bunch of other of you that also welcome this into your home. And there's some that do it every Friday night, and some people listen to certain Christmas albums every Monday. And it just makes me realize that I'm not the only person who deals with like Christmas blues or post-Christmas stuff, which in an average world, a lot of people don't understand. But like I said, as an adult, it's kind of relieving to know that you can celebrate Christmas however and whenever you want, and nobody can really tell you otherwise. Now, I know I called this episode one, but this is more like a trailer, and I wanted to invite people into my home and into my life so that they could get to know me a little bit more and feel comfortable spending some time with me while they tune into the podcast. Episode two, I'd like to release sometime in February, and I want it to be about Valentine's Day. And then going forward from there, I would really like to spend every month talking about the upcoming holiday. So I guess I'll be releasing one a month. And as we come up to the Christmas season, I'm hoping that you'll hear from me more than once a month, and we'll go from there. If you have any suggestions or any topics you would like to talk about, please either email them to me at themagicoftheseasonpodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Instagram, same thing, @themagicoftheseasonpodcast. I just wanted to take the time to say thank you so much for tuning in. It's a pleasure to be able to share my life and to share my stories with you guys, and I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Now, I wanted to leave you guys off was something I heard Michael Bublé post on Christmas Eve, and I thought you guys should hear it. It is by @littlejemmings on Instagram, and it's called It Will Be You. They don't know it yet, but when they're grown and starting their own Christmas traditions, it will be you they mirror. Your family recipes will grace their holly dress tables, and the classic punch you spiked will come out after lunch. They'll search for the same candle scent that you burned to get that nostalgia smell that is woven into their memories. They will play the same carols that feel like home, that feel like you. Their children's handmade snowmen and reindeer will be hung with pride just like theirs were, and carrots will be nibbled on Christmas Eve in the same way you did all those years ago. Morning elves, phantom sleigh bells, and Santa photos will create the same joy and excitement for their kids that you created for them. When they think of Christmas, it will be you. It will be you they emulate, you they remember, you that want for their kids. You're their memories. You're their magic. You're their Christmas.